I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life. Now, we've been studying in our subject of homosexuality, and we've been going through this for a couple of sessions now, and last time we looked at the penalty for homosexuality under the Mosaic Law, and it was death. And then we also saw how that sodomites were not allowed to take part in the things of God. And I made mention that there are so-called churches today who are allowing homosexuals to take part in their church activities. And once again, there's nothing wrong with a homosexual going to church to hearing the Word of God. But there's something wrong when that homosexual is allowed to take part in the actual programs within that local body. I would say believers, but you know, only God knows the heart of people. But some of these churches today, quote-unquote churches, are allowing these people to come in. They're even allowing the homosexuals to be married. In other words, a man marrying a man and a woman marrying a woman. And this is completely contrary to the Word of God. They're not supposed to be allowed around the things of God. The only thing they are allowed to be around concerning God is that trusting Jesus Christ as their Savior is the only thing that a homosexual needs to do to get things right with God, is to trust Jesus Christ as Savior. We also saw how that the homosexual is someone who might say that I was born this way, that God made me this way. Well, I got news for you. No one was born as a homosexual. Don't you listen to what the so-called scientists say. You need to listen to what the Word of God says. If God said it, it's true. I would rather believe God, and I do believe God, over what any man says if it's contrary to what God says in His Word. Well, homosexuals, and this may shock you, I don't know. It's hard to shock some people, but homosexuals also reject the Creator. In Romans chapter 1, verses 24 through 27, it says, "Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet." In other words, they got what they deserved. In Romans chapter 1, and verses 24 through 27, we've just read, let me call a couple of things to your attention. According to the Word of God, homosexuality is unclean, it's filthy, it's morally foul, morally polluted. It dishonors the body. It is degrading. It involves vile affections. In other words, it's dishonorable, degrading, and disgraceful passions. It's against nature. It's contrary to the original intention of the Creator. It's unnatural, leaving the natural use, the Bible says there, contrary to God-ordained sex relations. It involves burning lust, being sexually inflamed, boiling with unnatural lust. It is unseemly. It's shameful, in other words. It is error. It is wrong. Well, why do people do the things we read of in Romans chapter 1, verses 24 through 27? It all begins with a rejection of the Creator, you see. Verses 20 and 21 say this in Romans 1. It says, "For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse, because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God." In other words, they don't recognize God as God. "Neither were they thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened." homosexuality, homosexuals. Well, the great error is this, according to Romans 1:20. They did not honor God for who He was. Romans 1:21. They did not thank God for what He had done. They rejected both His person and His work. As a result, God gave them up to their own heart's lusts. They abandoned God, and therefore God abandoned them and gave them up to the horrible sins mentioned in verses 24 through 32. And the result was not evolution and progress, but degeneration and regression. Well, the Bible goes on. The Bible doesn't stop there in Romans chapter 1. Verse 22, it says, they became fools. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Homosexuality, according to Romans 1, is the predictable result of a society that fails to honor God and recognize His truth. When we think of that, we look at that and we see that how that the homosexual is actually someone who does not believe in the creation. They do not believe in the Creator. They believe in evolution because they are saying there is no God. I'm not going to listen to what God says. I'm going to do what I want to do. And what they're saying is I'm going to continue on in the sin that I have in my life. Well, homosexuality is contrary to sound doctrine according to the Word of God. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. Knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men stealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine. Well, what about sound teaching? Sound teaching, sound doctrine, is that healthy teaching of the truths of God's Word which results in healthy living. The term, them that defile themselves with mankind, 1 Timothy 1:10, is the same term that is found in 1 Corinthians 6:9, where it says they are abusers of themselves with mankind. This term refers to a male homosexuality, a pederast. This is a man who has sex with a boy, a sodomite. Consider the list of sinners mentioned in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. Notice that homosexuals are grouped together with the following: the ungodly, murderers of fathers, murderers of mothers, manslayers, fornicators, kidnappers, on and on the list goes. If homosexuality were really a legitimate alternate lifestyle in God's sight, then we would not expect homosexuals to be listed together with the worst kind of sinners imaginable. In fact, God does not make anyone a sinner, or makes them to sin. Remember Adam, he ate of the forbidden fruit, the forbidden tree. He became a sinner because of his choice. Mankind chooses to be sinners and remain in the sin. It's their choice. There's one way to get out of that sin, and that is to receive Jesus Christ as Savior. And that is the cure for homosexuality: grace. 1 Timothy 1:15 says, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. 1 Timothy 1:15, there in that verse we find great hope for homosexuals. Paul was saying that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Paul was saying, if He could save me, the chief sinner, then He can certainly save a homosexual or a murderer or a kidnapper or an ungodly person. Paul says in 1 Timothy 1:16, howbeit, for this cause I obtain mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on Him to life everlasting. There is hope. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ is far greater than the sin of homosexuality. In 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9 through 11, it says, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners, shall inherit the kingdom of God. And listen to this. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and the Spirit of our God. Well, the biblical description of a homosexual is found in those verses. Verses 9 through 11 of 1 Corinthians 6. So I want you to keep in mind verse 11 of 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Keep that in mind, verse 11. Now, the verses there say that the homosexual describes that person as effeminate. That's a homosexual, one who is soft, taking the female or passive role. And the English term here would be sissy. Abusers of themselves with mankind. This is a sodomite, a male homosexual, one who practices anal intercourse, a sodomite. Literally, this Greek word is made up of two parts. First, male, and secondly, a bed. This is euphemism for sexual intercourse. And thus, the term means one who goes to bed with a male. It carries with it the idea of a man lying with a man as one would with a woman. You go back to Leviticus 18:22 and Leviticus 20:13 and compare those verses there. And as we see abusers of themselves, this is an active homosexual. And 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 9 teaches that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom. They will have no part in God's kingdom. They will be excluded. And in Matthew 25:34, it describes the blessed state of those who inherit the kingdom. And verse 41 describes the cursed state of those who do not inherit the kingdom. The term unrighteous in verse 19 is further defined by the list of life-dominating sins that are mentioned in verses 9 and 10, 1 Corinthians. Hope for the homosexual? Is there hope? There is great hope. There is great hope to be found for the homosexual and a gracious God. I told you to keep in mind 1 Corinthians in that verse, chapter 6, and that verse 11, it says, and such were some of you, but you're washed, but you're sanctified, but you're justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Notice it says, but such were some of you. There's hope for everybody in this world who will trust Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. If a person comes to the Savior, the great physician who can heal the sin-sick soul, then God will do the wonderful threefold work as described in 1 Corinthians 6:11. These people were once filthy, then they got washed. Not in water, but through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. They were once unholy, but they were sanctified. They were justified. Has Christ made you clean? Has He set you apart? You need to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and you too one day will say, I thank God that I received Jesus as my Savior because I'm with Him right now in heaven. You leave this world and you go to be with the Lord once you've trusted Him as your Lord and Savior. Trust Him today. Ask Him to come into your heart.
You've been listening to It's a Good Life Radio. To request a free transcript of this program, you can write to Dr. Woodard at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Visit our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We know you will be blessed. This program is listener supported. Support your local church first. Any gifts to support this ministry can be sent to LRWM at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Until next time, this is Doug Anderson reminding you, it's a good life living for the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.